now on The Weekend Wake Up. It's time for a taste of the West.
And we're talking blueberries, Sue.
Oh, they're favourite. They are a favourite. Blueberries are fantastic. We're heading down south, of course. Probably perfect blueberry growing place, young siding, and we're saying good morning to Amanda Nowak. Good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, lovely to talk to you, Amanda. Now, you are Eden Gate Blueberry Farm. You're not far away from Albany. You're not far away from Denmark.
I'm about halfway between the two.
Yeah, that little area there,
fertile.
My brother lives around there. There
Very
you go.
Very fertile ground.
Mm.
Well, blueberries aren't terribly keen on fertile ground, actually.
So is that right?
No, they're acid, quite sandy soil. So they're not your normal veggie garden soil or anything like that. They're quite happy to be in poor soil, in fact.
Is that something you've learnt the hard way?
No.
That's good.
The farm was here before we got here.
Okay. How long have you been there, Amanda?
We've been here 11 years. The farm's been here 33.
So tell us about Eden Gate Blueberry Farm and why on earth you thought blueberries might be the go.
We didn't. The previous owners did.
Yeah.
It's a nice little area that's just perfect for growing blueberries. It gets very cold in the winter, well-drained soil but sandy. So, and it was then, this was the very first blueberry farm in Western Australia.
Wow.
So did you, when you started growing blueberries, have different varieties there and you've improved the varieties?
There were quite a few varieties to begin with, but by the time we were here, a few had changed, and we're down to 12 varieties now, I think.
12 different varieties. So does that extend the season you, Amanda? Yeah. What ones perform really well? We've got a lady chasing us who's talking about varieties, and different varieties do incredibly well, but they also have incredibly different flavour, don't they?
Yes, they can do. Yeah, so we actually don't have many of the newer varieties because this place has been going for so long.
Yeah.
But we do have quite a few of the older, more traditional flavoured berries. Some of them, my husband has his favourite, which is a sharp blue. I prefer the O'Neills, and there's quite a few in between. There's hundreds and hundreds of varieties.
And these varieties are one of the... that tolerate just your conditions, or have you got varieties that are, have you got some of the deciduous varieties as well? Yeah. Yes. Which ones work best your way, Amanda?
They both work well. They prefer, they'll fruit at different times of the year or different times of the season. We find that some of them are at their peak over December, some are a bit later, so they're all a bit different, but that's what gives us the extended season.
And what do you do with them? Because I'm guessing you don't just sell them as straight up punnets of blueberries, do you?
No, we sell them fresh locally. We freeze a lot, and we put a lot into jams and preserves.
Ooh, okay, secret recipes there.
Secret recipes. And we do a blueberry ice cream too, which is a very secret recipe.
Oh, I'm there. Suddenly, not that I don't have a soft spot for blueberries.
No, I sound like you've come awake now.
You put it in ice cream and all of a sudden something else has just pricked up in me now. So, okay, so you can buy the fruit locally. So you sell them around the Denmark and Albany area down that way. Can we get the fruit in Perth in frozen form?
It's complicated because... getting it there frozen just makes life a bit difficult. We have to get it there on a different day and it has to be kept frozen. So, yes, you can, but it's much, much better if you come down to Albany.
I think we can. My brother's just at Tor Bay, so just around the corner from where you are. You talk about you don't claim to be organic, but is growing, the process of growing blueberries without the use of chemicals, is that difficult and
not at all
labour intensive?
No. Weeding's probably your main issue.
There you go. So what sort of efforts do you do to make things, not have to worry about chemicals? How do you get rid of bugs?
Don't really have any. So there's your solution.
Wow.
The farm is all netted, so we keep the birds out. And we have an army of spiders who do a lot of our pest control.
There you go. See, this is what we were talking about this just earlier, weren't we, Sue, about how, the environment provides... You just got to tap into the right
things. That's right. You have to be something out of balance and then everything falls apart. But if it's all in balance, that makes a big difference. You also tell us about your microgreens, because that's a totally growing market. That's not meant to be a pun either. But it's huge, isn't it? The interest in growing baby leaves or eating baby leaves.
Yes. Their flavour is not necessarily stronger, but it's sweeter. They're more tender. They're more nutritious when they're small. So yeah, it's quite popular with chefs, and we depending on the time of year, we have mixes that we sell at the market as well.
So have you got those at the moment, Amanda?
Winter.
It's winter. Okay.
Everything's a bit slow.
Yeah.
What varieties do you have though when things are going strong?
We grow about 40 different varieties.
Wow.
So.
Do you grow them under glass or out in the open?
No, they're out in polytunnels.
Yeah, yeah.
No.
So now winter. Can you take us through the life of a blueberry plant for the year? Like when you have to mulch it, do you have to feed it?
You know, there are people here that want to try and grow them.
Well, that's right.
So if you
but
can
they
help them,
vary.
Yeah, if you can help them out, they'd appreciate.
Okay, we probably fertilise twice a year. At the end of summer and beginning of spring, mulch before it gets too hot. They don't mind, it's quite okay not to mulch until the weather warms up and the soil warms up a bit, which they enjoy. They love cold winters. They're watered during the summer. They'll probably get watered 4 or 5 times a day, but that's only because they're on drip irrigation. So they're fairly uncomplicated. They need pruning at the end of the season, and you prune out all the old wood so that you're only encouraging new canes. You shouldn't have anything in the bush that is older than 7 years old.
Fantastic.
Okay.
And one blueberry plant can produce quite a few kilograms of blueberries.
Yes, yes. They'll produce blueberries when they're a stick, which is cruel.
Well, there you go. So you're never going to run out of supply by the sound of things, and it seems like it's going to be something you'll be interested in for a while, yeah?
Yeah, and they're good for you.
Yeah, that's a pretty good factor. So and they're pretty tasty as well. That's the other factor.
That never goes hand in hand if you're a kid, does it? Things that are good for you don't taste as good, but I think blueberries do.
Yeah.
And I know that the locally grown blueberries are, I must say, way nicer than anything else that is imported.
Are there others doing it, Amanda?
Yes, there are. There's quite a few that have started. So yes, we're no longer the only blueberry farm, but we'll always be the first.
That is true.
That is very true. Yeah. Nobody can take that away from you.
No.
Thank
you. We'll go digging around for the Eden Gate blueberry supplies, because you say there might be some floating around in the city.
Yes, occasionally. Yes.
Otherwise, we'll have to come visit.
Blueberry Port.
Yes, we do a blueberry port, and we didn't tell him that, did we?
No. Darren's eyes lit up then, and I just saw it on the note here, and I thought, well, you always finish with a little bit of port, so there you go.
Yes, excellent. And we're always at the Albany Farmers Market on a Saturday morning.
Okay. Every weekend, man?
Every weekend except this one.
Okay. Well, there you go. That's all right. Save that for next week if you're planning on a journey. Well, thank you so much for spending some time with us and talking us through the process. I'm imagining now blueberry port poured over the blueberry ice cream.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Adult ice cream topping.
I'm glad I'm not the only one that would have thought that way. But Amanda Nowick from Eden Gate Blueberry Farm, thank you so much for spending some time with us and talking us through the first blueberry farm in WA.
Thank you
very much.
Take care.
Take it easy. There you go. I'm on a blueberry bent now. I'm going to be.
Are you?
So.
Do you like blueberries?
But Cooper loves them.
Yeah, I know. That's the problem. Get him onto something a bit cheaper at this time of the year, because at the moment they are like gold. So.
Well, and there's a bit of a journey involved in getting them too.
Yeah, that's right.
But worth it.
Yeah, absolutely worth it.